we read the words, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. The seasons of the year, each of them has their own beauty, features, and characteristics. Autumn, what a beautiful season of the year it is. The crops have matured, they have ripened, they have been harvested or are being harvested. The fruit is being safely gathered. You have marveled at the rich color of the leaves on the hedges and the trees. Oh, the seasons of the year are full of wisdom. They provide vital lessons to the thoughtful observer. All creation preaches a sermon to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. The psalmist says, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. The animal creation instructs us. The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and the little insects, even the ant, all have a vital lesson to impart to us. The Lord drew lessons, we know, from the lily of the field. And he would also have us consider, for our eternal profit, the leaf of the tree. The leaf, of course, is a vital part of the tree. Without it, our trees could not even exist. They build up food by means of their leaves. When the leaf breathes, it takes in carbon and gives off oxygen. It purifies the air which you and I inhale. Forests, for that reason, have been called the lungs of the world, since they provide so much oxygen that we need to live. The Lord paints a powerful picture of us all through the leaf when he states in our text, we all do fade as a leaf. This is part of the process in nature. The leaf that is full of sap and water, it fades, shrivels up, and is no more. Oh, the fading leaf proclaims to you and I our mortality. It preaches to my heart and yours a vivid sermon. Oh, may you listen carefully to its message. Three simple thoughts that we want to deal with. First of all, the fact that we all do fade as a leaf. What are the features of the fading leaf? There are a number of them. The leaf fades shortly. Some leaves have a longer life span than others. But be that as it may, their life expectancy is short. It's a matter of weeks, months. There is, of course, a wide variety of leaves. Some are broader and more resplendent in color than others. Some grow in a richer soil and are gently blown on by soft breezes. But let a few weeks and months pass, and all of those distinctions will be lost as every leaf fades. The leaf fades shortly. The longest life lived on earth is short. Our Lord's earthly ministry had a brief span, less than 4 years. And in John chapter 9 and verse 4, the Lord Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. The godly Robert Murray McShane, he had a most unusual watch. On the face was the picture of the setting sun. And over that lovely scene was inscribed the words, the night cometh. And every time Mr. McShane looked at his watch, he was reminded of how short life is. And that was especially true for him. He burned out for God at the early age of 29. But what a useful life. Many were brought to Christ through his faithful ministry during those few years. As the people of God, let us live righteously, godly, redeeming the time, buying up the opportunities to serve the Lord in this life. For we are like the leaf, fading. It fades shortly. Our life is soon cut off, and we fly away. Life is short, and it's swift. Even if you are spared to a ripe old age, as the saying goes, your life will still be short. Short in comparison to God's eternity. In Genesis chapter 49, or rather chapter 47 and verse 9, Jacob said this to Pharaoh. He said, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. None of us in this meeting tonight can realistically hope to live till we are 130 years of age. It's most unlikely. But this is what Jacob has to say. Genesis 47 and verse 9. He says, my pilgrimage has reached 130 years. And this is his comment. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Do you see how Jacob describes all of those years as being few? Short compared to those who had gone before him. We're just like leaf. It fades shortly. You cannot boast yourself of tomorrow. You know not what a day will bring forth. But another feature of the fading leaf, it fades silently. The processes that nature goes through are silent and secret. The fading of the leaf is not accompanied by commotion, by thunderous noise. That process, it goes on silently. And in man as in nature, the same law of change and decay is silently at work. I have discovered in my own experience that grey hairs come silently, just as if unnoticed. I have also noticed that hair loss, it comes silently. There's the fading of the leaf. It fades shortly. It fades silently. It fades gradually. There is a gradual process that the leaf goes through as it fades. Little by little, it loses its vitality and vigor. It changes appearance. And so it is with us. I haven't seen Tommy for years. Many years. And I'm sure he's looking at me and he's saying, that boy has changed since the last time I saw him. In manhood, as in old age, the fading process goes on. You know that you cannot run as fast as you used to. You cannot carry the weights on your shoulders that you used to, or do the things that you used to do. The senses of the body, you can see signs among them of the truth of our text. Gradually, there is the wearing down, the fading as a leaf process. Natural strength, physical stamina is fading. What a mercy that the process is gradual. You might well have been cut down like a tree, suddenly, without a moment's notice, without time to prepare. But you have been given time and space to repent, to get right with God. Those who wrought wickedness in the church at Thyatira were compared to Jezebel in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 21. And the verse says, I give her space to repent of her fornication. They were given space to get right with God. Time to seek the Lord and to prepare for the great eternity. But this verse says that she repented not. Is that true of you tonight? An unrepentant man. An unrepentant woman in this meeting. Oh, do not waste the time that God has given to you. Make the best possible use of it. Apply your heart unto wisdom, the wisdom, and it is the greatest wisdom to be right with God, to be ready for eternity. The leaf, it fades surely. The fading of the leaf is one of the features of autumn. That's sure to happen. Sure to happen. The leaf that buds in the spring, full of sap and full of life in summer, it is inevitable that it must fade in autumn. Here is a universal law. We all do fade. Just as there is no power that can keep the foliage on the tree, so we all do fade. Mortality is written on every brow. We read of the Lord in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 and 16. He is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. The Lord alone has immortality. He is without beginning of days or end of life. Not so with you and I. Loved one after loved one departs. Family after family disappears. Until it will be written of us as of Joseph. Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. Fairest flowers soon decay. Youth and beauty pass away. Oh, you have not long to stay. Be in time while God's Spirit bids you come. Sinner, do not longer roam, lest you seal your hopeless doom. Be in time. The fact of the fading of the leaf. Secondly, let us consider the fall of the leaf. It not only fades, but it falls. It drops off the tree. That's what the word signifies. The leaf is connected to the tree by a very slender stem. One blast of wind, one night of frost, and it falls. There is no favored part of the country that escapes the fall of the leaf. And so we must all needs die. We all must fall before the scythe of death. Go the way of all flesh. Go to the house appointed for all living. Oh, we read of those in Psalm 49 and verse 11 who closed their eyes to the reality that they are mortal. Genesis chapter 49 and verse 11. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Their predominant thought is that their houses, where they live, where they dwell, will continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. Oh, think of the great empires and nations of ancient times. Such was their power. We might have concluded that they would continue forever. But they all had their rise, their glory, and their demise, their fall. Their capitals, where are they tonight? Tyre, Nineveh, Babylon, their palaces, they are raised to the ground. Their locations are often disputed. Man fades and falls as a leaf. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Death has passed on all men, for that all have sinned. The greatest evidence of our sinnership is the presence of death in the ranks of humanity. Death preaches a sermon to our sinnership. Death has passed on all men, for that all have sinned. It is inevitable, apart from the Lord's return, that like the leaf, we will fall in death. We are going down the valley, one by one, with our faces toward the setting of the sun. Down the valley where the mournful cypress grows, where the stream of death in silence onward flows. We're going down the valley, one by one. Oh, how will you do in the swelling of Jordan? Will you cross the river of death alone? Or will you be able to say, by the saving grace of the gospel, I will fear no evil,
For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The fact of the fading of the leaf, the fall of the leaf. Consider, lastly, the finality of the leaf. It fades and falls. It withers. And it finally returns to the ground. The Lord said to Adam in Genesis 3 and verse 19, dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. The question is raised in Job chapter 14 and verse 10, but man dieth and wasteth away, and man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Where would your soul be if the breath of life was to be withheld from your nostrils? When the place that knows you tonight knows you no more forever, where will your soul be? The text, it says it is your iniquities, like the wind, that have taken you away. Away from God. Sin has left you in a fallen state, unclean, cut off from God, under condemnation, facing hell and destruction, lost and perishing. Oh, I urge you to flee to the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's referred to in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 29 as a plant of renown, a plant of honor. We know that the Father, God the Father, hung all of the divine glory on Christ. The Lord is the brightness of the Father's glory. He is the express image of His person. The Lord of glory, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. There on the cruel cross, He was found faithful in things pertaining to God, and in making reconciliation for the sins of the people. John, in Revelation chapter 22, carries us up, as it were, to heaven. And in verse 2, he shows us the tree of life. And he tells us that the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. The leaves of the tree for the healing of the nations. Oh, it is true, there was no balm in Gilead, no physician there. The hurt of the people was not healed. But listen, there is a balm in Christ. There is a great physician at Calvary. And in the leaves of the tree of the cross, there's healing for the nations. The word nations, it's all embracing. That's an all embracing word. You're included among the nations. There's healing for your soul tonight. There's forgiveness of sin through the precious blood which the Lord Jesus shed on the center cross. He shed His blood for many, the scriptures tell us, for the remission of sins. The Savior's blood will never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Oh, you cannot work your soul to save. Adam and Eve attempted that in the beginning. We view them busily engaged in sewing fig leaves together. But isn't it significant that the only tree that the Lord cursed while here on earth, the fig tree, you cannot find acceptance with God by your works, but you can find acceptance with God through the finished work. The hem is on the garment of salvation tonight. And if you by faith and in repentance touch the hem of that garment, your soul's diseases can be healed. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And all who believe and trust in Him, they have everlasting life. It's true, the body of the Christian, like the leaf, will return to dust, but the soul will be with the Lord in heaven, where the roses never fade. The saved have an inheritance that is incorruptible, that is undefiled, that fadeth not away. It is reserved in heaven for them. Oh, what will you do then with Jesus, which is called Christ, the Father's anointed, the one whom the Father sent as the Savior of the world? May you come to Him tonight. Come to His infinite love. Come to the gate of salvation. It alone leads homeward to mansions above. May you turn. Turn from your sin. Turn from the broad road. Turn from your Christless existence. And acquaint yourself with Him, and thereby good shall come to your soul. Eternal good to your soul. We all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. But through the work of the cross, you can be brought nigh. You can be saved. You can have eternal life. Peace with God. May it be so. Let us unite our hearts.